Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1143, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's dive into our first round, titled An Arm or a Leg, where we have arm or leg in quotes. Starting with the first question. What is the four-word term for General McClellan's Union forces that guarded DC against invasion across a certain river? The answer is Army of the Potomac. General George B. McClellan was appointed to command the Union Army of the Potomac in 1861 during the American Civil War. Next up, the second question. What was the name of the military force assembled in the 1580s and commanded by Medina Sidonia? The answer is the Spanish Armada. This was a large fleet of warships that King Philip II of Spain sent to invade England in 1588, but it was ultimately defeated. Moving on to the third question. Who is the actor known for one-man shows like Mambo Mouth and for film roles like Chi Chi in Tu Wong Fu? The answer is John Leguizamo, a multifaceted talent known for his work in film, theatre, television, and literature. The fourth question. In 1913, where was a major exhibit of modern art held at NYC's 69th Regiment? The answer is an armory. The Armory Show, officially known as the International Exhibition of Modern Art, was the first large exhibition of modern art in America. The fifth and final question for this round. What are chaps a type of? The answer is leggings. Chaps, often worn by cowboys and rodeo participants, are heavy-duty leggings that protect the legs while riding. Now for round two. The category? Stop the presses. First question. Which British tabloid was forced to close in 2011 due to a phone hacking scandal? The answer is News of the World. It was one of the biggest newspapers in the UK, and the closure marked a significant event in the British media industry. Second question. According to a kids' magazine survey, which fairy tends to leave girls about 25 cents more than boys? The answer is the Tooth Fairy. A bit of fun trivia for you. The amount the Tooth Fairy gives varies significantly across different regions and families. Third question. What nocturnal noise does a British paper claim Prince Charles prevents by putting toothpaste in his nose? The answer is snoring. Fourth question. According to People magazine, what do Clint Black and Garth Brooks wear that are size 7 or core and 7 5/8, respectively? The answer is a cowboy hat. Both Clint Black and Garth Brooks are well-known country musicians, often seen wearing cowboy hats. Fifth question. Who, in 1992, not only left her ministry but also divorced her jailed husband? The answer is Tammy Faye Backer. She was a significant figure in the televangelist community. Time for round three. The category, a sigh of relief with sigh in quotes. First question in this round. Which monster of Greek mythology only had one eye? The answer is Cyclops. The Cyclops is a well-known creature from Greek mythology, often depicted as a giant with a single eye in the middle of its forehead. Second question. Which island nation joined the European Union in 2004? The answer is Cyprus. Third question. What are business and spin types of? The answer is a cycle. In this context, a business cycle refers to the fluctuations in economic activity over time, while a spin cycle is a phase in washing machines where the clothes are spun around quickly to remove excess water. Fourth question. Which Latino hip-hop group, known for Insane in the Brain, was named after a street in LA? The answer is Cypress Hill. They were notably the first Latino-American hip-hop recording group to have platinum and multi-platinum albums. Fifth question. What's the short form for cyclohexyl sulfamate? The answer is cyclamate. This is a synthetic compound that is often used as an artificial sweetener. Let's move on to round four. The category, Dylan Thomas. Remember, the category is Dylan Thomas. First question. In which UK country where Dylan Thomas was born is Laregub the setting for the radio play Under Milkwood? The answer is Wales. Dylan Thomas was a Welsh poet and writer whose works include the poem Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night and the play Under Milkwood. Second question. What activity, defined for a male in college as having five in a row, may have resulted in Dylan Thomas's death? The answer is binge drinking. Thomas's death at a young age has often been linked to his excessive drinking. Third question. In A Refusal to Mourn the Death by Fire of a Child in, which city does Dylan Thomas address the Blitz? The answer is London. The Blitz refers to the heavy and frequent bombing of London and other cities during World War II by Germany. Fourth question. Who does Dylan Thomas address in his poem Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night? The answer is his father. The poem is one of Thomas's most famous works and is often interpreted as a plea from a son to his dying father to hold on to life. Fifth question. Dylan Thomas riffed on one of whose titles in the book, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog? The answer is James Joyce. The title Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog is a play on Joyce's novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Now let's proceed to our last round, the category, three-word responses. First question. Which business slimmed down to three letters from its original name in 1991, causing feathers to fly in the business world? The answer is Kentucky Fried Chicken, now commonly known as KFC. Second question. What annual event did Boston start celebrating with its first parade in 1737? The answer is St. Patrick's Day. This annual celebration of Irish heritage and culture is now a major event in cities all over the world. Third question. Which 2018 film, featuring a wealth of talent including Awkwafina, Gemma Chan, and Lisa Liu, was a huge hit? The answer is Crazy Rich Asians. The film was a major milestone for representation, as it was the first Hollywood film to feature a majority Asian cast in a modern setting since The Joy Luck Club. Fourth question. What does the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's family include a 50th percentile adult male and a 6-year-old weighted child of? The answer is crash test dummies. These dummies are used in controlled crash tests to simulate the effects of various types of impacts on human bodies. Fifth question. What is the title or set of commands in Elizabeth Gilbert's bestseller, which spent 57 weeks as a number one on the New York Times paperback non-fiction bestseller list? The answer is Eat, Pray, Love. The memoir follows Gilbert as she travels through Italy, India, and Indonesia following a difficult divorce. Thank you for listening. We hope you had fun and learned something new. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.